23 minutes past the hour. It's Talking Sports with that guy right here on CosmicBroadcasting.com. Don't forget, you can download the Cosmic Broadcasting app absolutely free for your Apple or Android device. Shout out to Rosie in Baltimore, Maryland. And shout out to a good friend of mine who has, I can jokingly say, he has followed me everywhere that I've gone, and he finally caught on to the fact that I am here. Air Force Jim, I know him as Air Force J. You should know him as Air Force J. Listening in Colorado Springs. Thank you so much. Appreciate the love and support. 719-362-8851 or 8852. Just posted the question as of right now. Ray Rice is back. What teams should sign him yesterday? What teams in your mind's eye do you believe should sign him right now? Completely understanding that what he did was wrong, completely understanding that that's a no-go in my house, that's a no-go in my family. We talk about things like that, and I draw a line when it comes to things like that. We don't do that. It just doesn't happen here. It does not happen. Won't allow it to happen. But the thing that NFL fans and the NFL hierarchy has to understand is that now you have a valuable commodity who is in need of a job. And I know for a lot of working stiffs like you and I, we're going to struggle with the moral deal. We're going to struggle with the fact that this guy literally punched the lights out of his fiance, now wife, in an Atlantic City elevator. And then drug her out. Even worse, it was on film. It was on tape. We saw it. We saw the whole thing. And immediately we all said, wow, that dude should be in a box somewhere. Does this lady have a brother? Even better, is this lady's dad still alive? Because I know for sure that if this lady's dad was still alive, he would be feeling some kind of way in regards to, I'm going to get that boy. I'm going to get him. You don't hit my baby. I'm going to get him. But again, that's our struggle. That's a working stiff struggle. In the NFL, since it's dominated and moved on by wins and how good you are within your how good you are as far as your next win, that's what it comes down to. So for a lot of NFL teams who are right on the brink, who are very, very close, who are looking at it and going, you know, I don't like what this dude did, but I could use him. I want to know from you, which team is going to be the first one to lay down their moral compass and say, yeah, we'll take him. We'll take a shot at him. 719-362-8851 or 8852. Google text line at 720-608-1580. Twitter and Facebook, as well as the chat feature. Hang on. Chat feature open as well on CosmicBroadcasting.com. Again, just posted the question. And already got a few answers. Keep them coming from there. Again, it's stated on Facebook. Give me three teams that you believe should sign Ray Rice right now. Literally, right now. Lamar in Pittsburgh says in this order: Jets, Rams, Atlanta. I wonder why those three. I guess I should have put the same thing that I always do on my posts on Facebook. Tell me why. Tell me why. I'm curious, Lamar. First and foremost, I appreciate you. I appreciate you chiming in. I appreciate your thought. Here's the problem I have with that. You still got Chris. You still got Wow. Let me see. You still got a bunch of running backs with the New York Jets. The main one that sticks out to me is Chris Johnson. Don't let the Michael Vick / Geno Smith experiment fool you. You still got some good quality running backs there in New York. I don't know if adding Ray Rice to that is a good deal. Rams, I'm going to say no with that one because you still got Benny Cunningham and Trey Mason. And still a Zach Stacy who came out and set the league on fire last year. Know why he's not getting any carries? Because of Trey Mason. I like that little three-headed monster they got down there. I'll be more than happy to run a running back by committee in St. Louis. Why? Because as long as you got some hogs up front, you can run the ball. Atlanta? I don't know. Atlanta, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if running back is their only hole that they need to fill. Now, keep in mind, this is a very, very bad Atlanta... This is a very, very bad Atlanta Falcons team that is on the cusp of winning the NFC South. Go figure. Could Ray Rice help with the push? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But nevertheless, appreciate the thoughts. Rohan in Florida says the Rams have a stable of running backs, and so do the Jets. He says the Colts make all kind of sense. Appreciate that. Lamar must be listening. That is true, but none of them seem to find a way to win. Ray Rice has been an NFL champ and has a good uppercut. It wasn't an uppercut. It was an overhand right. Get it right, Lamar, please. No, I'm kidding. Anyway... Hey, you know, Lamar brings up a good point. How many guys out there have a ring? I'll give you a hint. Not too many. And at the very least, Ray Rice does have a ring. So he knows how to get there. He knows what it is in regards to the work ethic as far as getting there. I get that. I understand that. However, with agreeing and understanding, with acknowledging and understanding doesn't necessarily mean agree. But nevertheless, I appreciate that. Rohan chimed in. He basically said everything I had. Sean in Pittsburgh, thanks for listening, saying Steelers, Colts, Vikings. I agree with two of the three. Vikings will make a whole lot of sense because they just picked up Ben Tate off of the waiver wire. He's basically going to be a half-year rent-a-cop. He's got four or five more games left. So he's probably not going to be the telltale answer. Ray Rice could. In what I jokingly call 2015 the year of AAP, as in after AP. If I am the president or the owner of the Minnesota Vikings, the first thing I'm doing is I'm trying to find a way to get out of his contract. With complete understanding that he is suspended indefinitely. The contract still remains under the Minnesota Vikings, so I'm trying to find any single which way to get out from under that contract. And the number one thing I'm looking at is a trade, because you got a pretty hot commodity there in Adrian Peterson, who will be eligible to play come April 15th, 2015. I would literally do what I can to make that a draft day trade. Here, I'll give you AP. You give me two picks here, two picks here, two picks here, and just reload from there. Could Ray Rice be a good deal there? It's a possibility. Colts, I'll just give it away. Colts are one of my teams that, in the words of Rohan, make a boatload of sense. The Trent Richardson experiment has failed. Ahmad Bradshaw, love that dude. Plays old school. One problem, doesn't have good ankles. That's why he's always on that list that says injured and injured reserve. Like that guy when he's healthy. Steelers, no way. Sorry, Sean, absolute no way. I know it would be a situation. It's almost like irony. Signing the main cog in the wheel of your top rival. But I don't think it would be an issue of him taking away snaps from from Le'Veon Bell, I think it would be a situation where if Ray Rice was signed, Ray Rice wouldn't get on the field. Don't believe me? Got a guy who's back in Foxborough right now that can attest to that. Yeah, you know, LeGarrette Blount said he was going to come down to Pittsburgh, get some even snaps, take some virtual selfies with his boys, AB, take some virtual selfies with his boy Le'Veon Bell and a bunch of other dudes down there. Hey, we going to go down there, smoke weed, have a good time. Yep. To me, that just shows how good Le'Veon Bell is. He was so good to the point where LeGarrette Blount did not get any snaps. Not one snap during that game. LeGarrette Blount got mad, got dressed, was on the team bus, got cussed out by Joey Porter. Basically said, you know what, I'm not even going to talk to y'all. I'll walk in the room for a hot minute, blah, 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 blah. This, that, and the other. Rooney's got a hold of that. Rooney's went, what? He did what? Wait a minute. Let me make sure you got this straight. Before everybody else got in to celebrate, he was on the bus, right? Well, he can take the bus and take his ass back on the Foxborough. He's out of here. In case people don't know how the Steelers run, Rooney's don't play that. they kind of don't play that. But nevertheless, Sean, appreciate you chiming in. Colton, the Colts, from the Colts, definitely. Vikings, maybe. Got to work out the AP, though. Steelers, nah. Sean, as a Steeler fan just like you, we have our back. His name's Le'Veon Bell. We don't need Ray Rice. He can go on about his way. But nevertheless, keep those coming. Keep that conversation going right here on Talking Sports with that guy. I mean, again, it's wide open. Give me three teams that you believe that you believe could sign Ray Rice and have an instant benefit right now. Here are the three that I have that I'm looking at. Number one, the brutally obvious one. Ray Rice is getting a lot of love from Jim Irsay and the Indianapolis Colts. Why? Because he could probably do some good things there. They could sign him yesterday, suit him up at old number 27, and be okay. Again, Bradshaw's hurt. Trent Richardson, not the guy that they thought they were going to be. Plus, you're talking about a guy whom, as it was pointed out earlier, has a Super Bowl ring, knows how to get there. One trait of Ray Rice that a lot of people love about him wasn't just his running ability. It was his ability to pass block. This guy is a premier pass blocker and a premier protector of his quarterback. Andrew Luck would love this guy. Ray Rice and Indianapolis Colts. That's one right off the bat. Number two, maybe somewhat of a surprise for you, but I think in this case, he would fit in perfect. He would literally fit in perfect, and apparently there's a bad rumor that he has already taken a plane to go talk to the people in Ford Field. Yes, folks, Ray Rice would be the perfect Detroit Lion. He'd be perfect. Reggie Bush, out. Joique Bell. Joique Bell is sort of a stepping stone. He's a stopgap. Theo Riddick can't come in there. Theo Riddick can't run the ball the way they want him to. They want at least 20 to 25 carries for the running back. Theo Riddick is a receiver. Don't let the Notre Dame tape fool you. He looked great there, but he was going against college kids, against grown-ass men. There's a reason why he's not getting that many touches, even with Reggie Bush out. Ray Rice could put on number 27 for the Honolulu Blue and Silver right now and be a hit. Matt Stafford would love him. Not a lot of running around in the pocket for him. Wouldn't necessarily be a lot of running around in the pocket for Matthew Stafford. Again, you have a protector. You have a protector there. You have somebody that's going to be like, look, I'm going to make sure that you don't get touched. I'm going to make sure that you don't get touched. Hey, it is what it is. Colts won. Detroit to, and these are, and mind you, these are teams that are, these are teams that are pretty close when it comes to, when it comes to playoffs, when they're, you know, they're pretty close. You got to give them that. You definitely have to give them that. Somebody had mentioned mentioned the New Orleans Saints. Thank you, Kobe. Also in Pittsburgh. Here's the problem with the Saints: Mark Ingram, Kyrie Robinson, Pierre Thomas, and Tavares Cadet. Who's he taking hits from, or who's he taking carries from? Sorry, wouldn't work in New Orleans. Now there's a couple of others within striking distance, and I'll tell you what, since I'm running up on a break, when we get back, I'll give you my third NFL team, of which if Ray Rice signed today, not only would he be serviceable, it'd be pretty damn good. I've already given you the Colts, make a boatload of sense. I've already given you the Detroit Lions. Again, makes a boatload of sense. You may be surprised at my third one. Still taking your calls on the 719-362-8851 or 8852. Facebook page blowing up like crazy, so I don't know if you're going to have enough time to get in there. But we'll leave that up. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter, at Big Lynn Williams. Third team for Ray Rice when we get back. Talking sports to that guy right here on CosmicBroadcasting.com. Rocking this chain. Make sure you get a picture. I'm a rocking my be what you is, you gotta be what you are. Only thing I'm missing is a black guitar. I'm a rock star. Hey baby, I'm a rock star. How would it feel to have a realtor's